House Bill 1136, an act to clarify the approval authority for local accounts of the state treasurer and state auditor.
House Bill 1136, having had a second reading, is up for final consideration and passage. Are there any remarks? Representative Bill Peterson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, ladies and gentlemen of the body. This bill was heard in the House State Affairs Committee and was amended in the committee. And I would like to speak to you and present it to you on the floor this afternoon. It is what its title says. It's an act to clarify the approval authority for local accounts of the state treasurer and the state auditor. There have been questions and candidly some dispute over the last year to 2 years over this authority in the state of South Dakota. And efforts were made to resolve that dispute and those questions over the course of this last year. What is before you today, I think, is a bill which will clarify for all of us, will clarify for the state treasurer and the state auditor specifically, and also for the banks where those accounts may be held, just what exactly the authority is. The heart of this bill is found in lines 8 through 12. And I would just read those lines. A local bank account authorized by the state auditor and state treasurer is an official account of the state, subject to the custody of the state treasurer under section 1-10-1. Neither the state treasurer nor the state auditor may be a signatory on any local account. Any agency holding state funds in any local bank account shall provide a quarterly statement of activity in that account to the state treasurer and the state auditor. Essentially what this does, it says that any local account will be required to report on a quarterly basis every 3 months to the state treasurer and the state auditor the activity on that account. And furthermore, it clarifies that neither the state treasurer nor the state auditor may be a signatory to that account. It clears up any gray areas in state law. It provides the public information needed by the state treasurer and the state auditor, and I believe it puts this issue to rest. I would ask that the body support the amended House Bill 1136 and pass it on to the state Senate. Thank you.
Further remarks? Representative Mel Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Well, I don't think this puts this issue to rest for a number of reasons. First of all, quarterly statements. You've got to understand what's going on here, folks. You've got the state treasurer who's responsible for the state checkbook. You would never allow a situation where you have a checkbook and then any one of us can go take a check, spend it however we want, wherever we want, and whatever amount we want, and not let you know except for a quarterly statement. That doesn't make any sense. The state treasurer is responsible for the monies of the state, and yet we don't allow that person, whether it be Treasurer Butler or some other treasurer, the opportunity to go in and look at those accounts. You know, in Section 1 of the bill, it talks about that the account is an official state account, but I can tell you, and I've seen the letters from the banks that say that they will not show that information to anybody who is not a signatory on the account. So the question then becomes, how can the treasurer be part of an official account when in fact he's not a signatory on that account and cannot see that account? That is just one of the internal inconsistencies in the bill. Another issue is, you know, the agencies send these quarterly statements. I don't know about your quarterly statement, but mine, my monthly statement from my bank lists the check number and the amount of the checks. Now, of course, I'm the person who writes the checks on that account, so I know what those checks are for because I have a register. But all the state treasurer is going to get is a list of numbers. So what happens, and I'm not impugning anybody's honesty anywhere, but we know it happens. We've just seen large corporations collapse because of these Ponzi schemes. What happens if an individual is embezzling money? All you see is the amounts. You don't see where it goes to. What happens if an individual is using state accounts to pay a pornography bill on the internet, for example? You don't see what the expense is for. You simply see the amounts. And to say that the treasurer and the auditor are the responsible people on these accounts, and yet they can only know the amounts and can only know them quarterly, I think is to enronize the system. We are asking for trouble, ladies and gentlemen, if we pass this bill. I would much rather have the bill in the original form, but if we are not going to have the bill in the original form, then let's not make this bill go forward in this form, because the individuals, the auditor and the treasurer who have the responsibility for these accounts, cannot exercise that responsibility. Responsibility without power has been the purview of eunuchs throughout the ages. Ladies and gentlemen, I would urge you to vote against this bill today.
Further remarks. Does any member wish to speak before Representative Peterson speaks a second time? Representative Peterson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, ladies and gentlemen. Well, again, I would urge you to pass this bill, which I believe is an attempt to accommodate the questions and concerns raised by the state treasurer. I could easily argue against it as being unnecessary and duplicative, and even adding to the cost of state government at the time when we are struggling to balance our budget. Quite frankly, our Auditor General already has the statutory authority to examine local accounts whenever he wishes. That is a check and balance already in law, which allows us to have the proper oversight of these accounts. But even more so, I would point out that no account can be opened or may exist unless it's already been pre-authorized by the state treasurer and the state auditor. I would ask, what is it exactly are we looking for here? What is the state treasurer looking for? The testimony before the committee indicated to me that he was not having trouble discovering accounts that may be in banks across the state. I believe that we've made an honest effort to accommodate the concerns of the state treasurer. I believe that checks and balances are already in law. Among them, that these accounts have to be pre-authorized and that they will be audited by the Auditor General. I think this bill should go forward and the discussion should end. Thank you.
Further remarks. Any member wish to speak before Representative Olson speaks a second time? Representative Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. In fact, the testimony was that the Treasurer was having difficulty finding those accounts. And in fact, through his own detective work, came up with 58 accounts. And of those 58 accounts, state agencies said, well, here's 28 that you can look at. There are 30 other accounts that they know exist, but they know no information about them. They don't know how much money is in them. Is there $30 in it? Is there $30 million in it? Is there $3 billion in it? This is taxpayer money that apparently the agencies want to hide. My question is, why can we not have the constitutionally elected officer of the state who's responsible for spending the money as we tell them to spend the money, why can't that individual see those accounts? What is wrong with those accounts? What is secret about those accounts? What is nefarious about those accounts? And if there is nothing wrong with those accounts, then let's let the constitutionally elected officer look at those accounts. There can be only one reason for keeping these accounts secret, and that is something to do with criminal malfeasance or negligence. If that is not the case, then let us today say that these accounts will be open to the public and will be open to the constitutional officer responsible for them. Ladies and gentlemen, if we're going to have this bill, let's have it in the original form. Let us not pretend that we are doing anything for the public by passing this bill today, because we are not. What we're doing with this bill is a disservice to the people of South Dakota, and I cannot emphasize that I feel that strongly enough.
Further remarks. Representative Adelstein.
My good friend Mel Olson is so articulate that I hesitate to try and correct his outstanding presentation, even when it's not quite factual. To begin with, you suggested that no one would know what is in these accounts except a set of numbers. The form of the report is left in the bill, and obviously the intent is to give a full disclosure every quarter. To suggest that not expecting to see the detailed numbers more than once a quarter is unbusinesslike or certainly improper. Frankly, I've lived by quarter reports for a long, long time, and I find them equally helpful. I think the treasurer has much more to do than to simply look at accounts every month. Lastly, to suggest that there will be no provision of list accounts, the law now will clearly state that any agency holding state funds in a local bank shall provide a quarterly statement. There will be no more secret accounts, or if they are, they'll be in violation of the law. I hope that we'll pass this bill. It makes good sense, both as a business and to, for us as the board of directors of this rather significant state business.
Mr. Speaker.
Further remarks. Representative Flowers.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Well, members of this body, it would seem to me that while we are going to have the state treasurer and the state auditor maybe know where these accounts are, when all you have is a little printout of numbers, it doesn't tell you where the checks go, who's getting the money. And it just seems to be fiscally responsible. We elected those folks to look after our interests, and now we're trying to cover it up, and that bothers me a little.
Further remarks? Hearing no further remarks. Question for the House is final passage of House Bill 1136. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Secretary will unlock the voting machine, and the members shall proceed to vote.
Representative Van Norman. Representative Van Norman. All members present have voted.
Clerk will display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 46, nays 20, absent 1, excuse 3.
House Bill 1136, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Are there questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct.